Casey Drive, you're hanging out right here with me, Brad. It's Skip Marley. That's what it's called, Cry to Me. What a mashup of uninterrupted wave and wave of music and uninterrupted sweeps. We had Zara Larson in the mix, Shekinah and Brando and Blue. Sorry, Brandon and Blue Lou. We also had Major Lazer and Nelly Furtado and DeVito and Drake in the mix as well. Mojo's No More Tears. Of course, we played that prior to the interview with Roger. Brittany also earlier in the hour. Thanks to Roger again for the opportunity. Really appreciate it. 12 minutes away from the top of the hour. And as part of our Youth Month focus, we are talking about a very exciting opportunity that can help young people learn new skills and prepare for the future. Kayleen joins me over the phone now for the next couple of minutes to talk to us more about this training program. Kayleen, thank you for the time. Welcome to Drive. How are you? It is an absolute pleasure. We'll give you guys contact information towards the end of the conversation. How's your day been, by the way?
Oh, it's been busy. I've actually just ended off a graduation in Tanil area, so
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bro. Fantastic. This is like the last thing you're doing for the day, the last working thing that you're doing.
I wouldn't say that, but... Something like that.
All right. Well, we hope that you won't have a lot of work to do post this conversation. Thank you, Kayleen, for the opportunity. Let's get into it. Can you talk to us a little bit more about the training program and what are the main objectives that's involved here?
Okay. So, can I start off firstly with introducing the company? So,
of course.
G&D. Okay. Thank you. G&D Training, okay, Training and Project. We are an accredited service provider, and we have been empowering communities since 1998 through skills development, entrepreneurship, and great job creation. So basically, what the objectives is around our main aim for the program is to empower individuals to what recognized qualifications and skills programs. And also to build their confidence and to give them hands-on experience that will empower them to be employable and to contribute to a sustainable livelihood. So, in essence, to alleviate the unemployment, if I can put it in that way.
That's right. Unemployment, a big issue, of course, in the country, in our communities. Definitely important thing to talk about. Kayleen, who is the training aimed at? And what are some of the skills and knowledge that participants are going to be gaining from attending this?
So our training is aimed at the unemployed youth. That is obviously the focus throughout the government sector. We're also looking at the aim to empower job seekers, for aspiring entrepreneurs, even for the semi-skilled workers and the community members that are at home, that are searching and looking for work placement. So we always try to say, okay, if there isn't a job available, let's look at the other alternative. So obviously the other alternative is then the training aspect. With that being said, as you know, or as listeners know, there is currently, we are running a program in partnership with CAFETA, and we basically want to give back to the community of Paul. So with that being said, we are currently running a food and beverage services qualification at the NQF level 4 accredited program. It's a learnership. We learners will obviously be gaining skills in customer service, communication, hospitality operations, food and beverage services, health and safety, dock control, supervision, the workload. So that just basically sums up the food and beverage. And on top of it, CAFETA was so brilliant, they even gave us another learnership, and we again want to put it back into the community of all. And therefore, we have fitness instructor. Just over the weekend past, we had done a training with DCAS, where they were empowering women, and we were involved in that project. And it was so, so interesting to just see how different ages, different diversities get together, and they're actually empowering, uplifting these skills from different backgrounds. So with that being said, I reached out to the women as well on that platform. I asked them if they have anybody that is youth sitting at home that doesn't have any job, that is looking for something, to please give them our advice. We really would love to take this partnership or take this program and run it the whole 20 yards, having them from the starting point with the interview process to the end point where they are receiving their qualification. And what the fitness instructor program, just to give a bit of insight to it.
Sure.
That is where people will gain knowledge. They will do the anatomy, physiology, exercising instructions. They'll do programs. You know, it's literally relating to fitness. And that is basically what our aim is. Our aim, basically, in short and sweet, is to alleviate the unemployment.
I love that. That's what it's all about. Kayleen, just in closing, what is the kind of impact that you hope that this training is going to be having on participants? And I think you answered it that already, but if you just want to elaborate on that and the broader community as well, and how can the individuals that are interested get involved?
Okay. So our goal, obviously, is to create an everlasting positive change within the country, and that is to provide the people with the skilled qualification or confidence needed to secure employment or even start their own businesses. And through the skill development and entrepreneurship program, we contribute obviously towards the unemployment aspect. And with that, we hope to leave the participants empowered in our program, work ready, and obviously equip them with meaningful contributions so that they can then go out and go and do it the exact same or even better. In that sense. So that is the aim towards this, and yeah, so that they can gain skills and hopefully create opportunities for their families and the community that basically can uplift the communities at the end of the day.
Absolutely love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you have a number or anything you can leave us with, Kayleen?
Yes, I do. So obviously you can find us on GND training platforms. We're on Facebook, social media, Instagram, all that work. We also are on WhatsApp. Contact number, should I leave it with you?
Yes, you can, sure.
Okay. And then our contact number is 067-412-0595. That's our WhatsApp number. We also have an email, and that is info@gdtraining.co.za.
There we go. Kayleen talking to us over the phone about an exciting training opportunity aimed at helping young people develop valuable skills and create those exciting new opportunities for themselves. Kayleen, thank you for the time again. We appreciate it. We wish you a wonderful day ahead. We'll talk soon again.
Thank you. Keep well.
You too. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. There we go. That was Kayleen. So both Kayleen and Roger coming in the hour. I told you guys this hour is going to be absolutely exciting, talking to us about amazing opportunities. And thank you so much again for that. It's Casey Driver. It's right here with me, Brad.